Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I want to ask you, are you still confused? Are you still confused? Do you still not understand what is taking place today in this political arena? You don't take Trump's free speech. You don't like Trump's free speech, his free, the way he speaks freely, or his vulgar past. And I get that. I totally do get that. Are you a Christian? Are you of the Catholic faith? Are you of the Mormon faith? Do you consider yourself a person who values morals and ethics and life and independence in America? Trump is striving to fix a lot of wrongs in this nation. Are we willing to give a non-politician a chance? You know, the Founding Fathers didn't start out as politicians. And I want to stop here, and I want to share with you a quote from Alexis de Tocqueville. Now, he's directing this to you, the people. We, the people, are America, not these politicians. The greatness of America lies not in being more enlightened than any other nation, but rather in her ability to repair her faults. Think about that as we go on here. Trump has a team behind him, and that's what I'm really looking at. Trying to advise him, trying to lift him up. They have prayer together. That's what I've been told. This is a mess for sure and for certain. But to me, at this point, it's perfectly clear. Are you still confused? A vote for Hillary is assuredly a vote for continued abortion. Not only that, but taxpayer funding the murderous act. A vote for Hillary is a vote to bring in thousands and thousands of unvetted refugees. A vote for Hillary is a vote to continue the absurdity of Obamacare. A vote for Hillary is for more depletion of the Second Amendment, more infractions. A vote for Hillary is more silencing of your First Amendment. A vote for Hillary is a vote for the acceptance of lies and deception. A vote for Hillary is a vote for evil. Now, O'Reilly won't say that, but I will. Trump is far from perfect. Oh, he's very far from perfect. But I do not believe him to be evil. He doesn't need this job. He didn't need to subject his family to this mudslinging. Would you have done that? A vote for Hillary is a vote for more corruption in Washington and abroad. She will continue to sell America out. A vote for Hillary is a vote for socialism, people control, not an independent republic. How can this be so difficult? The third party candidates, and you know me, I don't like the two-party monopoly. Other than Daryl Castle, who is on the Constitution Party, Johnson is 100% for TPP. I don't see him as a leader. I think he's shown he's not ready for that job. Jill Stein is a Green Party. You're looking at a tremendous increase in regulations and restrictions, if that's even possible, fines, and etc. No love for private property or property owners. Only one of these holds true conservative values, and that would be Daryl Castle. But I personally found him a little ill prepared yet to be president at this time. And unfortunately, we know he can't win. I absolutely hate saying that. Absolutely hate saying that. While I utterly detest the two-party monopoly, it's up to we the people to take back control of our republic. Trump is not a political party guy. I think we've seen that. And it's obvious by how both parties hate him, the establishment. Oh, that I could convince you. Do not stay home and not vote. I see that as a shirking of your responsibilities to this nation and the children, the future generations. I see you like the little kid who doesn't like the way the game is going, so he quits and he takes his ball and goes home. To vote Hillary because you don't like Trump's personality, or you're jealous that he's a rich man, well, he built his wealth with hard work. Hillary is extremely wealthy. Don't let her fool you. And she got that way by selling America out, by lies, by deception, not honest hard work. WikiLeaks has proven. It showed us without a doubt Hillary is, as Trump put it, and he's been scolded, but I will repeat it, she is a nasty woman. Driven by greed for more money and power and by her hate for America and for Americans. She doesn't like you. You're deplorable. If you're a Christian, if you're an evangelical, if you're a Catholic, she does not like you. She wants you to vote for her, though. Are you still confused? Please tell me why you are confused. If you're not confused, and you know others who are, share this show with them. Share these words with them, simply and kindly and soft-spoken. If you vote for Hillary, you're voting America's demise. But give the 8 points of a socialistic state, which Hillary is standing on. I promised before Hillary ever even decided or made it public that she was running for president that I would do all I could from here to stop that from happening, and I pray that I'm not failing. I'm worried. I'm concerned. No, I don't believe the polls, but I have this little doubt back in the back of my head. My doubt is those out there who say I'm voting for her because she's female, or I vote Democrat because I'm a registered Democrat, so I always vote Democrat. Those are the things that scare me, because that is not the American exceptionalism. That is not the American way. Question them. Always question them. Always doubt them. Even Trump. But look at what he's going through. Look at the hate. Look at the way he has been plotted against. How the media has gone against him. If he says one thing, that's what they'll concentrate, and not on anything else. This weekend he gave this great speech, and I'm going to share it with you today. But he gave this great speech about what he's going to do in his first 100 days in office. He has an administration already in place behind him. But then he said, I'm going to sue these women who are lying about me. And that's all the media talked about. They don't want you to know the truth, because the truth will set you free. And you're smarter than they are. Figure it out. Are you still confused? Pat Buchanan, one of my favorite guys. I'm going to share with you what he has to say about the panic of the establishment. We'll open up the lines later. I want to share these things with you. I just believe they're so important. And we the people, we will be right back.
See,
KSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each, 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSC Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I don't claim to have any great high education that makes me smarter than anyone else. I'm certainly no genius. I predicted, or I told you a long time ago, that the problem is the D.C. occupiers. Charlie Reese made it perfectly clear. Pat Buchanan is somebody that I have long admired. I really think he tells it like it is. And he wrote an article last week around Friday on the 21st. I think that was Friday. And I'm going to share this with you because it's exactly how I feel. And he's coming from, he's been there. He's done that. So he knows. Pressed by moderator Chris Wallace as to whether he would accept defeat should Hillary Clinton win the election, Donald Trump replied, I will tell you at that time. I'll keep you in suspense. Now, first of all, this was Chris Wallace at the debate, and this is what Pat Buchanan is saying about, he's titled his article here, An Establishment in Panic. I personally, I'm going to deviate just a little bit here from his, every now and then I'm putting my own personal comments in. Chris Wallace was wrong in asking that question. And when he did that, of course, I already knew that's where he was. He joined the establishment, hate for Trump, trying to trap him with this question. And then that ended up to be the only thing that was talked about from that debate. Hillary Clinton, let's go on with the article, says, "That's horrifying," says Hillary Clinton, setting off a chain reaction on the post-debate panels, talking heads, falling all over one another in purple-faced anger, outrage, and disbelief. "Disqualifying" was the cry on Clinton cable. Yet she didn't answer the question. That's coming from me. "Trump won't say if he will accept the election results," wailed the New York Times. "Trump won't vow to honor results," ran the banner in the Washington Post. But what do these chattering classes and establishment bulletin boards think the Donald is going to do if he falls short of 270 electoral votes? Lead a Cox V's army on Washington and burn it down as British General Robert Ross did in August of 1814, while little Jimmy Madison fled on horseback out the Brookville Road. What explains the hysteria of the establishment? Pat Buchanan asks. In a word, fear. The establishment is horrified that Donald's defiance, because deep within its soul, it fears the people for whom Trump speaks no longer accepts his political legitimacy or moral authority. Did you catch that? We the people are who they fear. It may rule and run the nation, the establishment, and may rig the system through mass immigration and mammoth welfare states so the middle American is never again able to elect one of its own. It's not rigged against Donald Trump, my friends. It's rigged against you. You, the people. That came from me. But the establishment, back to Pat Buchanan, disconnected from the people it rules, senses rightly that it is unloved and even detested. Having fixed the future, the establishment finds half of the country looking upon it with the same sullen contempt that our founding fathers came to look upon the overlords Parliament sent in to rule them. Establishment panic is traceable to another fear. Its ideology, its political religion, is seen by growing millions as a golden calf, a 20th century god, with a small g, that has failed. I love this guy. Trump is talking down our democracy, said a shocked Clinton. After having expunged Christianity from our public life and public square, our establishment installed democracy as the new deity at whose altars we should all worship. And so our schools began to teach. Half a millennia ago, the missionaries and explorers set sail from Spain, England, and France to bring Christianity to the new world. Today, Clintons and Obamas and Bushes send soldiers and secularist tutors to establish democracy among the lesser breeds without the law. Unfortunately, the natives, once democratized, return to their roots and vote for Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Muslim Brotherhood, using a democratic process and procedures to reestablish their true God. And Allah is not Democrat. And I added, nor does he teach freedom and truth. By suggesting he might accept the result of a rigid election, Trump is committing an unpardonable sin. But this new cult, this devotion to a new holy trinity of diversity, democracy, and equality, is of recent vintage and has shallow roots. For none of the three, diversity, equality, and democracy, is to be found in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers, or the Pledge of Allegiance. In the pledge, we are a republic. when Ben Franklin, emerging from the Philadelphia Convention, was asked by a woman what kind of government they had created, he answered, "A republic, if you can keep it." Among many in the silent majority, Clintonian democracy is not an improvement upon the old republic. It is the corruption of it. Consider, 6 months ago, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, the Clinton bundler, announced that by executive action he would convert 200,000 convicted felons into eligible voters by November. If that is democracy, and this is coming from Pat, many will say to hell with it. And if felons decide the electoral votes of Virginia, and Virginia decides who is our next U.S. president, are we obligated to honor that election? In 1824, General Andrew Jackson ran first in popular and electoral votes. But short of a majority, the matter went to the House. There, Speaker Henry Clay and John Quincy Adams delivered the presidency to Adams. And Adams made Clay Secretary of State, putting him on the path to the presidency that had been taken by Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, and Adams himself. Were Jackson's people wrong to regard as a corrupt bargain the deal that robbed the general of the presidency? The establishment also recoiled in horror from Milwaukee Sheriff Dave Clark's declaration that it is now torches and pitchforks time. And I'm going to interject here. They used to tar and feather and public hangings for treason. Are we so civilized that we've forgotten how to stand for what is righteous? That's coming from me, not Pat. Yet some of us recall another time when Supreme Court Justice William O. Douglas wrote in Points of Rebellion, "We have realized that today's establishment is the new George III. Whether it will continue to adhere to its tactics, we do not know. If it does, the redress, honored in tradition, is also revolution." Baby boomer radicals loved it, raising their fists in defiance to Richard Nixon and Spiro Agnew. But now that it is the populist nationalist right that is moving beyond the niceties of liberal democracy to save the America they have that they love, elitist enthusiasm by revolution seems more constrained. And Pat Buchanan ends his article, "What goes around comes around." Are you still confused? Are you still confused as to who to vote for president? Who are you voting for your senator and your Republican and your representatives? It's important to vote. It's important to know what this really is. And it is a matter of not policy, not parties. It's a matter of how we will be governed. Are we going to continue to be or take back our constitutional republic as we, the people, are the ones in charge? The Constitution is our contract with these guys in D.C. But no, they've become D.C. occupiers, and we will be right back.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. At least I hope you are listening. Are you still confused? Is there any way that I can help you? Now, I will not condemn someone who votes third party. I will not. You've got to vote your conscience. But I want you to understand the consequences to those. And I don't think that it's been made very clear what the choices are. I know if you're listening to mainstream media, you're not hearing the truth. You're hearing the dirt. And unfortunately, there is plenty of that. Well, here's an article, and I'm not going to share the entire thing, but Republicans fear the worst in the House and the Senate races. It's not going real well for them. Well, the reason it's not going real well for them is because we the people remember 2012 vividly. And that's what's created Trump. It isn't about Trump. It's that Trump's not one of these established politicians. And the people that are the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are showing up to his rallies, some of them have never voted before. are fed up with not having jobs. They're fed up with being lied to if they are voters. Yeah, we're going to give the Republicans a majority, and they're going to fix it. They're going to defund Obamacare. They're going to defund Planned Parenthood. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. And they did nothing. They handed the Iran deal to President Barack Obama. They've accepted every one of those executive orders without contest. And they've done nothing. But they've gotten richer. Oh, yes. They've gotten richer. They have every reason to be in fear. Now, if you're going to vote Republican simply because you don't want them to lose the majority, I'm okay with that. I will not be voting for Roy Blunt. I refuse to here in the state of Missouri. And I will be voting for Fred Ryman. And I know that I'm not that big a voice here. I'm on several stations, but how many are listening and understand what is really going on? Are you still confused? How many of these Republicans that are worried about losing their seats are out there campaigning for Donald Trump? Not very many of them, if any. And it's not because they're afraid of his reputation. It's because they're afraid he'll get it. And their career will be shortened. And what it's going to take is you, we the people, to hold these folks accountable. Democrats and Republicans and Independents and Green Party and Constitution Party, all of them. We need to hold them accountable. And the Conservative Party, I'm sorry, I failed to mention them. 202-224-3121. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. It's up to us. It's up to we the people. Well, over the weekend, Trump came out with a contract with the American voter. He was in Gettysburg. And this is what I'm going to share with you now. I want to share this with you in case you did not hear it. If by the time we're done with this, you're still confused, I'm confused as to why you're confused. Now, many of you don't like that I'm supporting Donald Trump. And that's okay. That's okay. But I want you to understand, it is so important not to support Hillary Clinton and this establishment government, as in both Republicans and Democrats. Well, CBS News is the one this is coming from. Donald Trump addressed that he plans to do what he plans to do his first 100 days in office during a speech in Gettysburg. So if you missed it, in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, if you missed it, here it is. Trump has promised to bring honesty, accountability, and change to Washington, and I've circled that word. Can we find a different word, please? I have heard the word change till it has crippled the United States. We need to change that word. He goes, therefore, on the first day of my term of office, my administration will immediately pursue the following six measures to clean up the corruption and special interest collusion in Washington, D.C. First, propose a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on all members of Congress. Term limits. Congress, that involves both the representatives and the senators. That is Congress. And I was thinking, when it comes to the senators, let's push at this time, when he gets elected and starts this, the repealing of the 17th Amendment, and that will end these career senators. Second, a hiring freeze on all federal employees to reduce federal workforce through attrition, exempting military, public safety, and public health. Third, a requirement that for every new federal regulation, two existing regulations must be eliminated. Fourth, a 5-year ban on White House and congressional officials becoming lobbyists after they leave government service. Fifth, a lifetime ban on the White House officials lobbying on behalf of a foreign government. When was that ever allowed, and why? Sixth, a complete ban on foreign lobbyists raising money for American elections. When did that start, and when did we think that was okay? We the people. On that same day, I will begin taking the following seven actions to protect American workers. First, I will announce my intention to renegotiate NAFTA or withdraw from the deal under Article 2205. Second, I will announce our withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Third, I will direct my Secretary of the Treasury to label China a currency manipulator. Fourth, I will direct the Secretary of Commerce and U.S. Trade Representative to identify all foreign trade abuses that unfairly impact American workers and direct them to use every tool under American and international law and those abuses immediately. Fifth, I will lift the restrictions on the production of $50 trillion worth of job-producing American energy reserves, including shale, oil, natural gas, and clean coal. Sixth, lift the Obama-Clinton roadblocks and allow vital energy infrastructure projects like the Keystone Pipeline to move forward. Now, I know there are many of you out there that will not like that one because you have opposed that. But look at this entire forest, not just the tree, okay? Seventh, cancel billions in payments to UN climate change programs and use the money to fix America's water and environmental infrastructure. Additionally, on the first day, he's going to be busy. I will take the following five actions to restore security and the constitutional rule of law. Oh, by the way, did you know this was UN Day? So, to reinstitute the rule of law, constitutional rule of law, first, cancel every unconstitutional executive action memorandum and order issued by Barack Obama. He's going to be busy just doing that. We're going into a break, so I'm going to stop right there. We may repeat that one. This is the contract Donald Trump has with the American people. If you elect him, he's making a promise. He's got a contract with you. These things he will do, and I believe he will do his best to get them done. If he doesn't, 202-224-3121. We've got to hold everyone accountable. And we the people will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet, as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their legal team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've kind of taken the hour, and that's okay. I think it's important that you know these things if you did not hear them. And if you did hear them, you need to hear them again and again and again. So on his first day, I've been giving these points of what he's going to do. First, he's going to cancel every unconstitutional executive action, memorandum, and other issues issued by Barack Obama. Second, begin the process of selecting a replacement for Justice Scalia. And it'll be one of those 20 judges on the list that he already sent to us. Third, cancel all federal funding for sanctuary cities. Fourth, begin removing the more than 2 million criminal illegal immigrants from the country and cancel visas to foreign countries that won't take them back. Fifth, suspend immigration from terror-prone religions where vetting cannot safely occur. All vetting of people coming into our country will be considered extreme vetting. Next, I will work with Congress to introduce the following broader legislation, legislative measures, and fight for their passage within the first 100 days of my administration. Middle-class tax relief and simplification act, an economic plan designed to grow the economy by 4% per day and create at least 25 million new jobs through massive tax reduction and simplification. I'm going to go through this real rapidly. Number two, because there's more to that, and I'm going to run out of time. In the Offshoring Act establishes tariffs to discourage companies from laying off their workers in order to relocate in other countries and ship their products back to the United States tax-free. Number three, American Energy and Infrastructure Act leverages public-private partnerships and private investments through tax incentives to spur $1 trillion in infrastructure investments over 10 years. It is revenue neutral. Number four, School Choice and Education Opportunity Act redirects education dollars to give parents the right to send their kids to the public, private, charter, magnet, religion, or homeschool of their choice. Ends Common Core. Brings education supervision back to local communities. Are you still confused? Number five, repeal and replace Obamacare Act. Fully repeals Obamacare and replaces it. I don't like the replace part myself. And replaces it with health savings accounts. The ability to purchase health insurance across state lines and let states manage Medicaid funds. Give it back to the states is what he's saying. Number six, Affordable Children and Elder Care Act allows Americans to deduct child care and elder care from their taxes. Incentives employers to provide an on-site child care services and create tax-free dependent care savings accounts for both young and elderly dependents with matching contributions for low-income families. Seven, end illegal immigration at fully fund act. Fully funds the construction of a wall on our southern border with the full understanding that the country, Mexico, will reimburse the United States for the full cost of such a wall. And he goes into a few more details, but I'm rushing through this. Eight, Restoring Community Safety Act. Reduces surging crime, drugs, and violence by creating a task force on violent crime and increasing funding for programs that train and assist local police. Increases resources of federal law enforcement agencies. I'm not sure I like that part. Restoring National Security Act rebuilds our military by eliminating the defense sequester and expanding military investments. It goes on with detail. I'm going to rush through this. Number 10, Clean Up Corruption in Washington Act. Enacts new ethics reforms to drain the swamp and reduce the corrupting influence of special interests on our politics. On November 8th, Americans will be voting for this 100-day plan to restore prosperity to our economy, security to our communities, and honesty to our government. This is my pledge to you. And that is his pledge. When was the last time any candidate, pretty tall, Democrat, Republican, short, fat, talks pretty, made a pledge to we the people, contract with America? D.C. occupiers of the swamp have broken contract with Constitution with we the people. This is a great start on Donald Trump's part. But he cannot do it alone. And we the people must be the network of force behind him. Stay on those senators. Stay on those representatives. Regardless of party, hold them accountable. Unless you want no liberty, unless you want no freedom, unless you want no jobs or prosperity, unless you want no independence. You are the boss. You are the republic. Take it seriously. So, the question is, what is Hillary's contract with America? Well, let me tell you what her contract with America is. It's the 8 points of a socialistic state. Number one, health care. Control the health care and you control the people. Number two, poverty. Increase the poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control. Debt. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. That way you are able to increase taxes and will produce more poverty. Four, gun control. Remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. Number five is then welfare. Take control of every aspect of their lives, food, housing, and income. Number six, education. Take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what their children learn in school. Number 7, religion. Remove the belief in the God from the government and from the schools. Number 8, class warfare. How many times has Hillary talked to you about the evil rich? Divide the people into the wealthy and the poor. This will cause more discontent, and it will be easier to tax the wealthy with the support of the poor. Are you still confused? Why are you confused about these two candidates? To me, it is clear as night and day. Neither one of them are perfect. Donald Trump is not a politician. No, I don't like everything he says or how he says it. But I long for the rebuilding of the Constitutional Republic, where we the people are in charge, and it is still up to you to hold all of these accountable and bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSC Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.